Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane also at 70th in Pioneers. And what's going on with Shindanny post-birthday yesterday?
Well, he had a great day. He played golf with a lot of his fellow bankers at Tatonka.
Oh, great course.
You played Tatonka.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. It's a beautiful golf course.
Yeah, Tatonka. I can get you on that for free, Jake, if you ever want to play.
I
can
handle it.
Where is that?
It'd be up in northeast, just west of Crofton, in between kind of Niobrara and Crofton. That'd be the best.
Correct.
That's where it's
How
located.
How far from Creighton?
30 miles, maybe.
Oh,
30 miles.
Close.
That's close. Yeah, it's a great, great course.
And it's worth the drive.
Just the afternoon. Took the afternoon off, played some golf. He had over 600 texts from the breakers. 600. Now, here's the thing now also that Steve will do.
What?
He interacts with you. So if he doesn't know you, he's still going to text you back. He might know. And also, when you talk to him, talk about getting a loan. Talk about some banking stuff with him. See if we can get done with him.
Maybe I'll do that.
He's got a big day today. They started. It's been a 2-day setup. So yesterday, while Steve was golfing, they were getting this set up like that. It's Rodeo Roping Rewards.
Oh God!
Rodeo. So they set up a mini arena in the parking lot, brought dirt in and fences.
Wow!
And to teach the youth how to rope calves.
Oh
yeah, calf roping.
And that's so not easy.
That's not easy. So they start off with just the roping on just kind of the stagnant, you know, what something like that. Just that they have a little thing with the horns on it. Then they've got some. Then they'll do some roping on some calves.
Wow.
And so they're teaching some. So this is like he's helping out with people.
Is it team roping or just individual?
The team roping will start this afternoon. They start individual, then they team rope this afternoon.
Got to find a good partner.
Got to find a really good partner. It's really critical to know who's doing that.
Wow.
Because you know, really good. So Steve's got that going. He's really. He feels that the rodeo industry is being overlooked a little bit. So he's building. He's building the rodeo.
Have you felt that?
I have felt that.
Yeah. So he's building the rodeo industry back up.
You know what's not easy is to build that pen.
And it's not easy. No,
that's a lot of dirt.
A lot of dirt. Yeah.
On pavement, because I mean you can't have those horses stepping on dirt that goes through into pavement
into asphalt. Yes. Exactly.
Right.
So Steve has done that. So they brought in, I think it was 48 tons.
God, how does he get time to do all this? He must have a lot of good employees.
A lot of people are always helping out. So the kids will be there this morning. This is ages second through sixth.
Okay.
Second through sixth.
Yes. Team roping.
Now I sent Shindanny a text yesterday for his birthday. He responded. He said, "Thank you. I made apple crisp for the bank ladies. Got to get it by Tam first." Yes. That was his response to that.
Sneak it by my sister.
Wow.
Yeah. She might try to get in a. He loves, I told you, apple pie's his deal. Apple crisp.
Apple crisp.
Yes.
Ooh, apple crisp is
crisp
good
is really good.
Ooh.
When you get that top stuff mixed in with some ice cream, that's Xanadu.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me
warm
started.
Warm or hot. Yeah.
Anyway, big day at the bank.
Thank you to Shindanny Midwest Bank
for
always
Jake.
Sponsoring Hour 2. By the way, before we get to the Husker stuff,
please.
A couple things during the break. We watched a video of Mark Fidrich, which was your flash in the pan, and that was a great example. We had one great year, and the injuries after that, which the video said, and we saw the mannerisms of walking around the mound, sprinting off
padding,
the mound.
Padding the mound.
Yeah,
just padding the dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would smooth out the dirt, Bill. Yeah,
he was incredible. It's must see. Probably about 1978.
It was 78.
Yeah. It was in. We were.
He said out of baseball by 1980.
Yeah,
we were incredible 12. 78. And you had to see that when he started.
Yeah. Who's pitching?
And he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. It was a glorious summer. And I'm sure it was a glorious summer in Detroit.
We had, as people said, also Icky Woods for Flash in the
Pan. Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty. We talked about Icky. This is crazy. Me and Steve talked about him the other day.
Yeah. As a good running back.
As a good running back, yes. Yeah,
you might forget this one, but Freddie Adu was a teenage soccer star like mid-2000s.
Yes.
13 years old, never panned out that well.
I don't remember that.
You're not a soccer guy. So no. I'm not either, but. He was a big name.
Yeah, Ben is a soccer guy.
Didn't he at some point in time end up in Kansas City?
He might have.
I believe at some point in time he ended up in Kansas City.
It's amazing how much you know when you're buried in football. You still had to pay attention.
A lot of it is because when you're buried in football, if you have I've got 10 minutes, I'd always like you just go to ESPN and see what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
You kind of follow. Here's what's going on. The chance of me ever seeing, I'm going to watch the entire final round of the Masters. Never.
Never. Not too during your football life.
Too much stuff going on.
That's sad.
Yeah. It is sad.
It's important to watch the final round of the Masters. The back nine, the Masters is incredible TV. Incredible.
What do you got over there, Jake?
464-5685. Call or text as always. If the loss to Illinois was a wake-up call, how does Nebraska make sure that does not happen again? It's a big psychology question. I get that. And if football is football, weird things happen every single day in the football field. But what Nebraska, you have to feel was prepared for this football game. It went to overtime. They didn't get blown out by Illinois. It went to OT, which is fine. You know,
there's no magic potion, Jake. There's no magic potion. It's Bill will say, fall back on your training, your technique. But I mean, some of it is mental. I mean, what I would be driving home to everybody is every day, if I were a head coach, is we're going to be in close games every week, okay? We're going to be in close games every single week. You think, I mean, it's nothing about this is going to be easy. So just have your mindset ready for that. Then in the fourth quarter, we're probably going to go into the fourth quarter in a tight game, and it's probably going to be tight with 3 minutes left, and somebody's going to have to make some plays. Because that's what the Big Ten is. And we disagree on this, Bill. I think this week could be that way. It's okay to disagree. Gentlemen can disagree.
Yeah, I will disagree. I will say this, that Purdue is in dire straits.
I know they are.
So my point is that when someone's backed into a corner, be a little careful. So I'm sticking up for Purdue in this.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that they're in dire straits. I mean, I really think he's in. I think he's in trouble for his job. Even
do you really?
It's year two.
Ryan Walters is who we're talking about.
Mississippi State went 1 year. It happens when you hire someone that they wouldn't have overpaid. They didn't overpay for him. I don't know what the numbers are, but they could be like, hey, listen,
they didn't pay a lot.
They didn't because he was a coordinator, and it wasn't like they were in competition.
No, they didn't
type of thing. So I could see him in Purdue. Remember Brahms last year before Walters took over, they were in the Big Ten championship game.
If you look in the last 3 years, I guarantee this is true. If you look in the last 3 years, Purdue's one of the winningest programs in the Big, one of the six winningest programs in the Big Ten. And the others are the ones you'd expect. Correct. Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Purdue. Those are the ones. Those are the last 3 years. If you look at the last 3 years, that's why I don't just look at them and go, oh, it's Purdue. But Purdue just was in the Big Ten title game. They just finished second in the division in the last 3 years. Won the division, finished second in the division the last 3 years. They'll have some guys. They will. They'll have some guys.
They'll have some guys. But sometimes people have this psyche of just like, well, we got to get fired up. We got to do this. It's like, that's not how it goes. No. You have to be prepared to play. You got to be at a high level to be able to play. But it's not just about this. You know, there's some crazy speech before the game to get you going. That's
no magic potion.
There's nothing magic to it with what it is. Now, the one thing is that everything that you see on film now that didn't go your way will continue to try to be exploited. That's everyone in the country. So no matter what it is like that, they're looking at Purdue and saying, what's Purdue not doing well? Okay, this is going to be a way we're going to keep that not going well for them. So that's you'll see. There's more film now. There's more film on everybody by position, by scheme, with what they do, where they take shots at, you know, formations you're going to see when certain people are in the game. All these things, if you're there's tells that you have to be. And then on offense and defense, you're always trying to change your tell. You're trying to self-scout, try to change those things to be able to play and be able to get that done. But like I said, if it's going to be like, no, we're just going to be more fired up than the other team, the other team will be, you're going to play a very fired up team when you go to Indiana. You'll play a very, trust me, when Shiano brings the Scarlet Knights in here, they will be ready to play. And so it's just having yourself, it's just your training.
Technique training. And now there is such a thing as a wake-up call. That's more of a intangible.
That's why I said you don't think that's why it's like, hold on, now you have 12 regular season games, so I don't understand how hard it is to be completely ready to play. Well, you see it nonstop. Right now, if Notre Dame played Northern Illinois again, they'd win by 24.
Right. They just weren't ready that day.
And then all of a sudden, the hard part is when you say, okay, enough's enough, turn it on. And at the same time, also, don't do, like I talked about, you lose more games than you win. When they throw that interception, Notre Dame does, and they get the interception, run it back 30 yards, and hold the ball to the last field goal, it's second and one. Just run the ball. And you know what it was? It was pressure. They wanted to win by two touchdowns.
Yeah, there are intangible issues.
Where the coordinator was pressured. It's like, no, hey, there's what we're going to do. We're going to bleed this out. We're going to take this clock. We're going to win by six. Mm-hmm. And guess what? If you win by two,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everybody's like, but right now, where's Notre Dame ranked if they won the game? Fifth or sixth? Yeah. They're like, no, you're still, you had a rough game, but you won a rough game. And so, but it is hard. So the people get caught in those situations.
Absolutely. And I will say this, Jake, your question's a good one. There's a reason there's sports psychologists. There's a reason why teams and athletic programs pay sports psychologists, in-house sports psychologists. Because there is a psychology to this. I used to dismiss it. I'd just be like, really? Really? You can't get up for a game? Really? You're not going to play hard this Saturday? No, it's more complicated than that. I used to think it was kind of dumb, all that. But I don't now. There's a psychology to all this. And
also,
it's complicated on a football team because so many people are involved.
It's also a odd situation, but... I mean, four home games in a row, it's not what you want. It really isn't. You don't want
really?
No, absolutely not. You want to, Coach Rule talked about, you want to go on the road somewhere in by 2-3, or at least by 4. You want to go on the road. You really do, because going on the road, it's just a nice, that's how college is. There's a nice little change up to it. When you go on the road as a team, it's really fun, because there's no distractions, and you eliminate, so like I said, West Nebraska suit up 100 and something players.
100 and... Yeah.
And so now you're down to just your 72 or whatever that number is right now. It's just these guys are the ones going. We're locked in. You're separated. It's really fun to go on the road. Mm-hmm. It really is. And it's nice to get out of something like that. You want to get out of Lincoln? Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Might be perfect antidote for
it. So I think that part of it is really good. Except the pushback I'll have against, I think Nebraska in a great spot. Didn't play great, lost a game. Not playing a great team, because you can just tell, but just look at the numbers. They're not. But they are playing someone that's really backed up against it. If this game turns into a 66-7 game for Purdue.
Oh, good night.
I don't think he gets through year two. I mean, he might get through year two. I don't think he keeps his job. Mm-hmm. I really don't. Because I think if Nebraska beats them like that, they're probably going to win one more. Who would they beat?
I don't know. I don't know.
There's no, I mean, their rival. Their rival game is Indiana. Are they going to beat Google Me?
I wouldn't think so.
No,
they're not.
No chance.
Not a good matchup.
No chance. So I mean, if they may win one game.
See, that is, I mean, for us, the fan, just the onlooker, it's beautiful. That's what makes this all beautiful. There's pressure.
You're at Purdue last year, and you're like, okay, we got easy layup win. They've only played three games. Easy layup win. We're going to play Notre Dame. We're going to play them really tough. Maybe we can beat them. Hang in the fourth quarter. And then Oregon State, the Pac-2, they have dissolved. They have no one left on their team. So that's a win. We're going to fly out to Corvallis, mm-hmm. and no one's going to care. Nope, we flew out there and got beat back.
Oh, yeah. Their coaching staff's right now on red alert, probably. Yeah. And that might matter. It might matter. But Nebraska's also, it balances out in this conversation because Nebraska needs a win, too, and everybody knows it. I mean, they do. Mm-hmm. You can't go to 0-2. It's hard to mm-hmm. go. It would be hard to get to your goals if you fall to 0-2.
It's not often that you are a 9-point favorite on the road. You're expected to win this game.
Too high.
You go in this game as the favorite and you should win.
Absolutely, you should. Nebraska should win. But you've seen enough to it makes you wonder a little bit.
Crazy stuff happens that it'll have to be crazy town.
Okay.
It'd have to be 3 turnovers to none. Okay. Or it'd have to be a muffed punt. There'd have to be some sort of a blocked punt. That'd be something that just crazy flips things in their favor. If it just plays out even, it won't even be close.
Okay. I hope you're right.
I think of last year's road games in November. You know, I'm not trying to put all on Heinrich Harburg. He didn't have a great game at Michigan State. The stats were not great passing right. the ball in that no, game. Turnovers.
Yeah. Right.
Turnovers killed Nebraska in these games. They were equally good or better, and they just gave the ball away too many times.
Right.
So with Raiola, you have an improvement at quarterback. We all believe it is an improvement over the last few years at quarterback. Just don't give the ball away, and you're the better team.
Yeah. I honestly don't think it's quite that simple, but yeah, that helps a lot. The reason I say it's not quite that simple, because I don't look at the Michigan State game that way. I looked at it like they got shoved around that day in the trenches. I don't know that if Nebraska doesn't turn the ball over, they win that game. They were getting hammered up front. They were. Michigan State's offensive line moved them. And so, I think it's a little more complicated. But, yeah, you're fundamentally on the right track.
So the weirdest part's going to be 11 a.m. kick on Peacock.
Yeah.
11 a.m.
The P.
The P.
It's just the P.
Just going to leave it just the P. That's a very.
It's just the P.
It's just the P.
Yeah.
Listen. So I'll what you're saying is that's a tough thing to get up for sometimes.
Yeah, because first of all, it's like okay, you're on the road, you're in the hotel, whatever. So you're up. You know, your wake up call is probably 6:30, something at that time. 6:30. So, I mean, because you're boom, whatever your game day rituals are, they're a little different than they are at a night game. Way different, because you're gonna have different and all that amount of time. It's like, I mean, before the kickoff's gonna start, or the week before. They're probably just having breakfast, but they're kicking off. Okay. And so whatever coach's staff works the hardest, they will all both be doing it. Having your team, like that, big eyes and big chest.
Energized.
Coach, ready to go. 11 a.m. kick. It
matters.
The chance of it being overcast has to be over 100%. Because it's never not overcast. It's overcast every single day.
And it should in be West Lafayette.
It should be like high 50s, a little misty. And and just the sun has never been out.
Never see the sun at West Lafayette ever.
No, it doesn't.
It's always kind of dark.
No, it's only the sun only comes out like 4 days a year in South Bend, Indiana. People at Kosher, my buddies, are like going, Bill, the sun does not come out in South Bend.
For some reason,
there's no sun. It's like just move to Seattle. Just move to Seattle.
It's always dark and cloudy.
That's even better. I mean, actually, they have better summers than what you have in India. It's horrible.
What you're getting at though, it is really important for I would say team leaders. To make sure the team has juice in a kickoff like that. It is.
Yeah, when we play,
it matters. That matters.
Coach Ogeron was the best at because we addressed it as a team, as a staff. Says everyone understand when you wake up tomorrow and we did the wake ups. We would do the wake ups at the door. And when those guys, everyone was down early and they were, we had them going,
right,
going.
Got it.
So you got to be ready to go, man. We got on that bus. Everybody get off the bus. Let's go. If you just like, yeah, we're all right, we just kind of get them going, all right.
Nope.
Like, nope.
Because you're walking into a sleepy environment at Purdue. Yeah.
That's when you hear crazy upsets.
Yes.
Because then all of a sudden, it's like, all of a sudden, it's like, what happened?
Yeah, what's going on with Ohio State?
They're asleep at the wheel.
Yeah. So I think it's your team leaders, and I hate the fast start conversation. I don't like it because, yeah, you always want to get off to a fast start. When's it not important to get off to a fast start?
I love that one. Got to get a fast start.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. No, we just thought we'd stumble out a little bit. Yeah. Maybe get down 17-7. I mean, what the hell? But I do think there's some times when it's more important than others, and I think in this case it's – I think for, in this case for Nebraska –
it's a different feel for the Nebraska. So even if you're the new players, or well, it doesn't matter, I guess either one. When you're used to playing at Nebraska, tunnel walk and every all that stuff like that, 90-some thousand people, and just the walk into the stadium, all those things, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. When you pull up, it literally – and then at that time in the morning also when you show up, there'll be eight people at the game.
When the team walks
in, there's no one in the stadium.
I've walked up to Purdue games. In fact, I remember what Parker saying, Parker Gabriel, the great Parker Gabriel, covers the Broncos. Yes. I said, Parker, are they playing? Do we have the wrong day? are they playing this game?
We have the wrong time.
Because there's nobody there.
Yeah, there's nobody there.
Yeah.
No. Before we get to break, hey, are not going to Purdue this weekend and you want something to do in Lincoln, I've got a great event for you. Ready for this?
What?
It's called SIP Nebraska. It's meant for you, SIP.
Steve SIP. Yep. No, I have nothing to do with
SIP Nebraska is Friday and Saturday at Haymarket Park. It's a wine, craft beer, spirits, and cider festival.
Wow.
Back for the fifth year inside Haymarket Park through Blur Events. B-L-U-R, Blur Events. It's Friday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. or Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They'll show the game on the big screen at the Haymarket Park. During
samples.
SIP Nebraska. Yeah, samples from all across the state of wine, ciders, beers.
Are all the wines Nebraska wine?
They are. Everything is Nebraska made. Made, everything.
I'm going.
Unlimited,
I'll be there.
Unlimited tastings.
I'm going.
Unlimited tastings from beverage vendors, live music on both days, tailgate games, food trucks, artisan vendors, and for you goat yoga fans, they've got goat yoga.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Yoga with goats.
Okay, I want to see that. Is Paul Phillips playing?
He might be. You never know. I'll confirm that.
Just sounds like heaven out there.
It is fun. 4 to 9 p.m. Friday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. again. The game is on the big screen. Get your ticket at blurevents.com. B-L-U-R events.com. Friday, Saturday.
If you want to go with one person, it'd be Jake Sorensen.
I've been before. It is a blast. It is very fun. I recommend it. If you're around and able, please, you'll thank me.
Please.
You'll thank me. It's fun.
Enable. Yeah. If you're able.
If you can
watch the game. Yeah. You can watch the game and drink beer at Haymarket Park. Sounds like a fun time.
That sounds idyllic.
Yeah.
It does.
If they win, have some extra beer, you know, the extra shot.
There's still fun things in this world.
There are. BlurEvents.com. Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break.
The Thrill.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.